Wrong Bed, Right Guy by Katie Robert, narrated by Kasha Kensington. Chapter 1. Tonight, she was seducing her Mr. Wright. As soon as she found the courage to take the first step, that is. The staircase before her seemed to stretch up forever. Elle knew better. There were only 13 steps leading to the loft above the gallery, the same as always. It didn't feel the same, though. Were the walls narrower than before? She adjusted her coat, trying to get some air circulating. She would have preferred to go without, since it was too warm out for coats even this late at night. But it wasn't like she could waltz upstairs wearing only lingerie, could she? Elle gripped the banister until her knuckles went white. Was she really going to do this? It wasn't too late to turn back, to pretend she'd never had this insane idea in the first place. Things would go on just like they'd always been, with her working at the gallery and Nathan being completely unaware she was interested in him. The thought settled like lead in her stomach. No. If she backed out now, she'd never get things moving between them. Nathan sure as heck hadn't caught any of her blatant hints. If she was going to stave off her mother's matchmaking efforts and land a guy she could stomach being around, it was time for a more direct approach. Last year, when Ian recommended applying for the art coordinator job at the gallery, she'd balked. Could she really work under one of her brother's military buddies? But she'd walked into the gallery and was instantly swept away. Though Nathan focused more on scrap metal sculpting, the galleries he owned displayed every type of art. It was as if someone pulled the idea of what heaven would look like straight from her head. Then there was Nathan himself. She'd expected someone like Ian, intense, protective, and sporting some serious anger issues. Nathan wasn't like that at all. He was quiet, and though his sense of humor was almost wicked, he was never less than polite. It didn't hurt that he was beautiful either. Tall, with golden blonde hair and blue eyes that always seemed to twinkle. Most days they spent hours talking about art and arguing theory, which made him the full package. Exactly the kind of refined man her mother had been pushing her to find, though he was a far sight better than any of the ones she'd forced Ellen to dinner with. She hesitated, her weight balanced between two steps. Okay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?